The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, though, we're going to talk about elections again, because Josh Crosby, of course, has been up and down the country wearing holes in the soles of his shoes on the campaign trail with different constituents, different candidates, rather, in different constituencies. And he has most recently been going door to door with none other than the Taoiseach and the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. So, Josh, how did this compare to your evenings with, say, first-time candidates and the likes?
Oh, it was very different now, Kieran. A slick operation. Now, I'm not saying the candidates I've met so far are unorganised in any way, but this went like clockwork. The Taoiseach has been out canvassing for around 40 years now, so he's knocked on plenty of doors, but things have changed from when he was a councillor to his position now, and with that comes a lot more help. There is a large team out with him in Skerries, photographers, press advisors, and I must say, the reaction on the doors, it was a different sense of surprise than the last few reports I've worked on. Like, there was supporters meeting for the first time, so there were plenty of selfies being taken. There were a handful of people who raised concerns about what they need locally. One woman said no, she was voting for the local Fine Gael candidate, but overall, they received a positive response on the door. People were in good form, and I must say, he has some pep in his step. He was around the place like a power walker, getting in as many doors as possible. Let's take a listen now to what it was like on the doors in Skerries for the Taoiseach. And do you know the sport road bowling?
Yeah, they're mad about it in Cork, actually.
Yeah, on the back roads. Well, a conversation on this struck up at one home, so that's where we're starting from.
They used to be big thing in Cork, like. But not only very few did it, like.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a bit of history. Thanks.
So much.
Bye. Thanks.
Did you ever do a bit of road bowling yourself, honestly?
Very, very seldom, very rarely, yeah. But it's Cork sport, as you know. And that young woman there was from Glasheen in Cork.
So you never know where you're going
to
find.
She came out to see me, she said, because she saw the Corkman coming.
You've been canvassing for a few years now. I suppose you were canvassing even before you ran yourself, helping others.
For a few years, and enjoying this particular canvass with Barry Andrews, who's going, obviously, MVP for the European elections, and Sinead Lucy Brennan here now in Skerries.
You've surely picked up a few tips and tricks over the years. What are the knacks to having a good evening out canvassing?
Listen. Just listen to people, and also don't go in too quickly, or, you know, just in terms of, I'm such a person. I think you've got to introduce yourself slowly, talk about the issues that the person may be concerned about, and try and give them an opportunity to say what the issues are for them, you know.
And are people vocal with their issues?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, people are very pleasant and courteous, and yes, people then will raise the kind of issues that are of most concern to them.
And how do you keep energised now in an election campaign?
I love election campaigns, yeah, because and they kind of bring along their own energy.
The music's not pumping now in the state car as you're going from...
No, not quite, no. Unfortunately, it's more mundane than that. You have to do the... You're on the phone a lot with different issues and so on like that, you know. But the fresh air, this is a great month for election.
And we're in Skerries now this evening, but you're on the road a lot. Do you get down to Cork much?
Yeah, I was at Cork at the weekend, just barely, because I had to go to Brussels on Sunday for a meeting, and Monday, so I got down Saturday for a couple of hours.
And when you're down there, how do you decompress from all this?
I'm not decompressing at the moment, but we're playing Donegal on Saturday, and sport and walking and reading, but I don't have much time for that now in the midst of an election campaign, you know.
Yeah. But then maybe after the count you might be able to...
After the count, no, we will, don't worry. Yeah, we'll take a day or two.
And
yeah.
Are you a fan of the coffee, or is it Barry's all the way being from Cork?
Green tea.
Green tea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Keeping you fresh.
That's what keeps me going. Yeah, absolutely.
And dark chocolate.
Toss Skerries is a lovely spot.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah. Cork is not too bad either.
I'm a Galway woman, so I can't answer.
That's a real capital.
But I'm so used to
be fierce.
I'm
going to Galway next week, yeah.
Yeah. We never vote anywhere else but Fianna Fáil.
Oh, nice to meet you. Can you do one in for the pensioners? Because do you know something? Everything has gone up
it
sky
has.
High.
It has.
We're not thinking of us, and then online. What help would we know about online?
I get you.
Yep. Online, forget the online, do something for the pensioners. The message is clear. Who was he out campaigning with? Like, as in, who was the candidate he was supporting?
Yes, yeah, so likewise to the Taoiseach himself, Sinead Lucy Brennan is from Cork, but she's running in the Balbriggan Skerries LEA. So I suppose not being a Jackeen through and through, it was great advantage for her to have the party leader come along as she's out canvassing in the Fingal area. It's Sinead's first time running for election. She's a very personal reason for deciding to put her name forward. When she was 28, she suffered a stroke in the middle of a gym session, and since then she's tried to navigate her way in a world with many obstacles. Sinead says she wants to be an advocate for people with disabilities.
Nice to meet you. I'm running in the council elections.
Oh, yeah, I saw your poster.
That's right. Good to meet you again.
Good stuff.
Okay. Number one vote, that would be great.
So what made you decide to throw your hat in the ring and suppose put your name in the ballot paper?
Yeah, so I'm a stroke survivor myself. I suppose I got into politics on the basis of being a disability advocate. And really, as a young mum living in the Skerries, Balbriggan, North County area, I saw a lot of decisions being made at a council level that didn't necessarily represent me as a parent or me as somebody working remotely and living in this town and spending in this town. So for me, the impetus to get into politics was really to bring my own lived experience of disability to items such as footpaths, public lighting, roads, make the beaches more accessible, really try to push accessibility with our businesses without adding an additional accessibility cost onto them as well.
And have you found now since your stroke, especially even out and about now, you're walking into gardens, you're knocking on doors, are there many obstacles out there?
There are, yes. And you know, I have to be very mindful of that, and I have to lip read a lot in public, and you know, I have to be very conscious of background noise, but that's something that I've always managed since I suffered my stroke 8 years ago.
And people will be familiar with your face. One of the constituents there, he said he recognised you from the posters. But tonight now, having your party leader, the Taoiseach, in your back garden, what's that like? What kind of a difference does that make on the doors?
Oh, it means the world. It's worth so much. You know, he's been a real leader and statesman in how he's approached really significant challenges abroad in his capacity as the Minister for Foreign Affairs as well as his capacity as Taoiseach. It just means a lot, you know, to have that support and to have that party backing as well. It really shows an investment in younger candidates, female candidates, really trying to push Fianna Fáil in the next generation. I want to be somebody who fights for accessible amenities in this area, and that's why people should give me their number one vote.
All right, that is what the candidate had to say. Sinead Lucy Brennan, also from Cork, it has to be said. I mean, they're like the mafia. It wasn't only votes for the local election, though. The party was on the campaign trail for, of course, there's European elections next Friday as well, Josh. And yeah, a certain MEP was with you.
Yeah, so it was the whole gang on this canvas. As listeners will have heard from the previous campaign trail pieces, it's usually just the candidates with their family and friends. But this was a different level of canvassing when you have the Taoiseach. So MEP Barry Andrews was there. And obviously, in an area where there's a local candidate running, they're trying to introduce her to the residents in particular. But Barry's in search of votes right across the county. And as you know, his brother, the comedian Dave McSavage, who you had on the show recently enough, not everyone knows that they're brothers. And I suppose it's the surname that catches people out. But with my chat with Barry Andrews, it starts off with Micheál Martin explaining to one local on the door about the connection between the two brothers.
His brother's a famous comedian.
That's right.
David McSavage.
That's right.
Your brother?
Yeah, I know. Since you're running for Europe, you have to cover a lot of ground. You're going countywide.
Yeah, Balbriggan to Bray and Blanchardstown and all in between. That's what we say. So it's a huge area to cover, city and county. Lots of good issues, local issues, national issues, even the odd European issue coming up from time to time. So,
and just on local issues, like back in your own constituency, when you're knocking on the doors, are people saying, sure, you're off in Europe, do you have to try explain how what you're doing does impact on the ground?
Yeah, and that's part of the challenge of this campaign, is trying to match up the fact that people are very pro-Europe. They recognise that Europe is kind of helping our economy, it's helping social equality in our country, but they still, I think, vote for people who are not pro-Europe, who are sceptical about the European project, who don't appreciate how much Europe delivers in terms of growth and prosperity in this country. So our challenge is trying to match up those two sentiments and make sure that we strategically send the best people to Europe.
And just on that, look, there are a wide variety, a diverse range of candidates running this year. Does it make you and your colleagues over in Europe kind of worry where things could be going?
Or? No, that's what democracy is. You know, and we want more people running. We don't want less people running. We want more choice. We want more diversity. Obviously, there are certain candidates with whom I have absolutely nothing politically in common with, both on the far left and on the far right. Europe is about consensus, is about compromise. So my message is really, let's send people to Europe who want to make decisions, not people to Europe to make noise.
And you've been knocking on many doors now over the years. Barry, any stories that stand out that have stuck with you?
Well, I do remember 2011. It was a very tough election. Things were very bad. And so anyway, I asked my brother, David McSavage, if he'd come out with me. And so he dressed up as the Minister for Three Similar Words. And he went all around Dunleary, and it was great crack. And it was an antidote, a very tough election, very negative. Well, obviously, I lost my seat. But it was a bright spot in an otherwise very, very grim election back in 2011.
And the people whose doors you were knocking, they kind of, they got the joke.
They loved it. They loved it. And David was great. And he'd always be around when you need him for a bit of light relief.
And what's that like, I suppose, having a brother who pokes fun at politics?
Well, Well, he said, somebody said to him, you know, your father was a famous minister and he, you know, and you're a comedian, you know, what's that all about? And he said, my father's a great disappointment to me, he said.
He is. I have to say, a great time for David McSavage. Anyway, you spent more time in and out of the shops with the Tánaiste, did you?
I did. So being Skerries, of course, there was a fancy wine bar. And when we went in there, a table of women were all up on their feet to get their snaps and selfies. The Tánaiste told the owner he'd be back when he was off duty. But we potted around the town and he was petting dogs on the street and shaking hands. We went into a Super Value then at one stage. The man, he's a huge fan of dark chocolate. He said it keeps him going. So he was chasing up and down the aisles to find the chocolate. And it's the 70% he goes to. He reckons the 90% is too strong. But when he went to pay, then he was paying in cash. And I don't know if the young woman behind the counter knew who he was, but I'm sure it's a standard enough question with any transaction. She said, do you have a loyalty card? And there was a bit of a laugh then from the rest of the shoppers. But just as we heard from Barry Andrews about a moment that stayed with him from his canvassing days, I also asked the Tánaiste this and about the changing mood we're hearing of candidates getting abused as well. You'll hear some more interactions and we move from outdoors to indoors, just if the listeners are wondering about the jump in sound.
I just want to say, particularly, you've done a great job. First as Taoiseach, and secondly, on the Palestinian thing.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind.
Great job.
We appreciate the feedback. I came up for this young woman here.
Thank you, indeed. Thanks.
And Tánaiste, you would have knocked on thousands of doors over the years, hundreds of cups of tea, green tea. Yeah. Is there something that stands out? Oh. A surprising encounter on the door?
Oh, there's been many. You've hit me now.
You've been chased by many dogs?
Not too many dogs. No, dogs are not a problem. There's one I remember recently, last, about 4 years ago, I think, in a local election, and imagine now, the smoking ban was 2004, and this guy comes out of the door with a fag hanging out of his mouth, half in ashes, you know, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
And he's coughing and spluttering. And he says, I've been waiting to get you for a long, long time, he said, in a beautiful Cork accent. And he said he'd been waiting me in the long grass.
In the long grass.
To have a go at me over the smoking ban. He was still at it himself, smoking away. So things like that are funny, you know. I always enjoy the wit and the banter, you know.
Very good. But then there are other candidates. I was out with one of your candidates in Laois last night. It can get nasty as well at times. So.
But you'll always get, I mean, over the years, I get philosophical about it. If someone is very angry at the door, they might have an issue themselves. Genuine issue. That is a reason why they are angry. Sometimes people might be going through a difficult time in their lives and you may be the recipient of something at the door. So you've got to be philosophical about it and try and be understanding. Not everybody at every door is going to be greeting you with welcoming sort of comments. Or
when issues do become so heated, is it difficult to try and get through to someone if they're convinced that you're part of the problem?
I always remember the first time I was canvassing as local councillor in 1985, this guy was gave me really tough...
Bit of stick.
A lot of stick. Really did know, and he said, there's no way, he said, I could be voting for any of you, and all this kind of stuff. And election was over, guy's driving down the road, beeps the horn, down the window, I gave it a number one. And I said, he said, you're the only fella that called. So the point being, engage and listen. You never know. Sometimes you leave a door saying that person is going to vote for me. But actually, you're underestimating your own engagement with the person.
You have to be out there, the old way, knocking on doors.
Have to be out there, yeah, and listen. And I have to tell myself at times to listen.
Did you expect to open the door this evening to the Tánaiste?
I did not. That was a big surprise, all right, yeah.
And what are some of the issues that you're concerned about now in the lead up to the election?
Just a general, I suppose, violence on the streets and things in town and things like that I'd be concerned about, you know.
Will you urge your concerns to the Tánaiste tonight?
I did, indeed, absolutely.
Are you looking to pick up a few bits?
The confectionery.
The dark chocolate was back there, Micheál. Yeah, it was over here, yeah.
Dark chocolate's your vice, is it?
Indeed, no.
Keeps you going.
Nice stuff.
I love it. Yeah, it's just great, yeah. Keeps me going.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin on the campaign trail, fueled by green tea and dark chocolate, with our own Josh Crosby. Josh, as always, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.